Por mi nombre, Jiménez Anima, Jalladas de Colla, Rey Jalladas de Colla. My as a shadow, Jiménez Anima is Jalladas de Colla, Jalloy. The shadow is, what is this Sugya doing in the Gemara? The Jalla, Agamar, obvious handling with Hilkas Chomets. As much Sheikh is, Shaila and Chir Chalo and Chir B'choiro, what does it have to do with the Guf HaSugya? As Aram Chalavi says, this is a mocker to Shittus Rashi. Rashi learns that the Tzir of Arnoino is talking about the Melech is mechayev people to pay a certain amount of money from their behemoth. And that's the reason why the Gemara is bringing it is it's doimed to the sugya before, that they were bnei cheli, that when they came to the house, they used to take food for the soldiers. As this is another sugya where they used to take food for the soldiers. And the question is what's the din, what's the halacha of those items that they take for the soldiers? Lefi zeh, this is medina de malchus adina, the din of the medina. Arnoina lefize means like a tax, certain things that the government taxes the people that they have to pay a certain amount. And that's the nidin in the sugya. That's the mahalach of the Maram Chalavi. The Magine Shloima wants to say Aliza Yechidish in Pshat. Other Afrenim have it sad to learn this way. That Pashtis you learn that we're talking about where the behemoth belongs to the Yisrael, and the shaila is, if the goy has a schus in a behemoth Yisrael, does that make that he's potter from b'choy? But they want to learn that the nidin over here, it's a hemshech to the sugya of Kabbalah Sachrayis of Dova Adoyim Lamamet. The nidin over here is zichur belongs to the goy, because the goy has a dina de malchus adina, he could take it away. But the Yisrael has achrayis, calls man that it's by the Yisrael. And the nidin is, if the chi of achrayis of the yid is mechayivim in b'choira, in hilchus chala, as we just had chi of achrayis works with inyan chametz, it's called shalcha. As now the Gemara is handling and going a trot weiter, a little bit further, what's the din of chi of achrayis, l'inyan b'choira, l'inyan chala? Lamaisa, the Rishonim are very not mashma that way, and the Gemara itself is not mashma that way. The Fizeh, the Nidin over here is a Vachriyach Pchiyav Achrayis is Choshev Kishaloi. The Gemara is not Madgishit Bechlal. The Rishonim are not Madgishit Bechlal. Therefore, it's much more mashma the Rishonim that they weren't learning the Chiyav is Mishon Achrayis. The Chiyav was because it belongs to the Yisrael. That's the Pashtus. The needin is if the Rishus HaGoy is pattering or not. Okay, this is Nakuda number one. What's it doing here? The Maisa, what is the Alocha? Kol Eichim, Lefi Lishon Kama. Kol Eich the Motzi Mesalik Lev Vizuzei, Loi Kami Voilei, the Chayi. Ki Kami Voilei, Hechi the Loi Motzi Mesalik Lev Vizuzei, Mai Amalei Pturo, Tanya Chayeves, Hosam the Motzi Mesalik. What's the nidin of this? What's the tzad that you should be proper? It belongs to a yid, anything that belongs to a yid. He's mechuyev b'chayra. What's the tzad that it should be potter? Zog Rashi. Oh, actually, before Rashi. L'chayra the kivun is the goy has a schus to take it. As being that the goy has a schus to take it, therefore it should be potter. Like Rashi brings a drasha that if you have shutvis da akum patras. As the nidin over here is the guy has a schus to take it for himself, but he wasn't koinit yet. He has a schus to take it, but he wasn't koinit. Is that called a shutvis da akum that it patras? Meaning, if the guy owns it half and half, they both went to the store and bought it half and half. As then vada shutvis agoy patras. But over here, that's not the case. They didn't buy it together. The yid bought it. No, the guy has a schus to get it. is that enough to be called that the goy has a schus in it, the pater? That l'choira is the midin. And what's the shayla? The shayla is over here. The yid has a schus pidyon. As what does his schus pidyon do? Zag Rashi that loyti boiloch kivon da kati loy zochah nachri bam. Nachri wasn't zochah in it yet, and he has a schus pidyon. As that makes that ki'ilu he's the nachri has less of a schus. But when there is no schus pidyon, then his schus is enough. And that's the gemara. Frekir b'chanan, an interesting shayla. Frekir b'chanan in Kovet Shiurim, what is this? It comes out, the Yisrael owns it, but he's got a chiyuv. You know, the goyim, the government, the machayiv you to pay different things. As the b'chanan assumes, this is a regular chiyuv to pay taxes. You have your taxes you have to pay to the government. You have a choyv that's mutal on the person. As Frekir b'chanan, what sits out of the Gemara that it belongs to the guy? Hare, the Gemara later on in Daf Lamed Aleph says, Bal choyv mikanu lahaba hu goyver. When a Bal choyv, even though he has a Shiva nechasim, but it only becomes his when he makes the gvir. Mikanu lahaba hu goyver. Kozman, he didn't make the gvir, it's not his. As by a regular Bal Chayiv, the halacha is, even though he has a shibud and a schus to be goyve, but until he's goyve, it doesn't become his. As I would say, by goyim also, there's a schus to the goy, there's a chayiv to the goy, but why should it be called that it belongs to the goy? That's a Rabbi Chanan, yes. As a Rabbi Chanan dance, maybe you could say that by Bchor, there's a big diuk in Rashi. When Rashi wants to say that it's Potter, as Rashi brings the drasha, which is based on a Gemara in Bar Metzia Dabayin, the kivan diyad nochri be'emsa ptura min abchor. Rashi says, we darshan, that over here, when the Torah writes a ptura of shutfis, the Torah doesn't write it with a lashon of lecha or lechem. The Torah writes it with a totally different lashon. Li kol b'chol, aval lo yidacherem. As over here, it's telling you, if yad nachri be'emsa, if the guy has any schus, that's enough to pati. As only over here in B'chayra, we're clearing, because avadim choshen mishpat, it doesn't belong to the Israel. But being that he has some sort of a schus, that's enough to be called yad nachri be'emsa. That's how Rabbi Chanan starts. Rabbi Chanan asks on this mahalach because the Gemara in the Hemshech is mavur that it's a din in challah too. As if it's a din in challah too, by challah there is no gzeres hakosav of yad nochri be'emsa. As it's muchach that it's not because there's this naya din of yad nochri be'emsa that patis. It's muchach that it's a regular din shutfis because challah is not, there's no gzeres hakosav. There's no posik that teaches you this new din of yad nochri. As Rabbi Chanan blives by a question. Behelem divrei Rabbi Chanan, l'choyer, what you see in the sugya is that enoch inami, over here is not a naya din shutfis, like Rabbi Chanan boys, because it's even by chala. So what's the pshat? Rabbi Chanan asks, why is it different than every choyer? As l'choyer, the kivun is, ba'oifin zeh. By a regular choyv, someone lent you money. As what does he have? A shiba nechasim. As that Rabbi Chanan brings a raya from Daf Lamed Aleph, that bal choyv mikanu lahaba hu goyve. But over here, we're not talking about where the goyim lent you money. Over here, we're talking about this dina de malchusa dina, that the malchus has a right to take away your chvatzin when the malchus needs food for his soldiers. Zehu, you could walk in and take your behema, you could take your tvua. Over here is a totally different getter. As the dina de malchusa dina is not stam, they made a choy. Over here, the getter of the dina de malchusa dina is they gave you a schus in the gufa chayfetz that you have a right to take the gufa chayfetz away. As kivan shekein, over here, the kinyan of the melech is a higher level kinyan. Because over here, the dina de malchus dina is he has a schus mamish in the moment to take the gufa moment. He gave you a koyach to be poide, but it's be'etzem eschus mamon, as it's a much higher level than a shibud ba'alma, choy ba'alma. So meila, that's why the Gemara has a tzad over here, that that's enough to pater. The other tzad of the Gemara is it's still not a bailis gemura. They weren't zeichen in chay shemishpat. They have a schus to take it away from you. As when a malchus has a schus to take something away from you, heich lodn dain elahai dina. That's the lidin in our sugya. As the malchus wasn't koinet yet, it's not theirs yet, but they have a schus in your nechasin to take it away from you. The lidin is when they have a schus to take it away from you, how do we look at it? Is it theirs enough to make you them into a shutif or not? That's the lidin in the sugya. The first lashon holds that if you yochel is salik le bezuzah, you have more oifen of being misalik le bailis, that's megareya the bailis. Then for sure it's not nechshav to a bailis. That's the nekud in the sugya. Places is the iksha read the perik ezu nechshav amad the makabel sein of bazam and am nochri avlad is turim and abchoyr avagav the matzi misalig leil and nochri vezuzay kedam asam kiven the yibal and nochri zuzay veloim bishkoch shachol behema. As we see that tzilig leil vezuzay is not a svara v'tir it's re the shani hasam shemuchilo hoisa behema shal nochri. As the Bikiva Eger in the Gilgin Ashas on this top Tosis sends you the Tosis in Baba Basa Daf Nun Amad Aleph Divrei Hamaskel Pesava. What does the Bikiva Eger want? As he wants to explain to you what Pshat in Tosis is, I'll pee another Tosis. Tosis over there brings down, is going on the famous machlekes, is kinyan aperis ki kinyan agruf or not. And Tosis says it's tali. When is kinyan aperis ki kinyan agruf? If you originally owned the whole chayfes and you left over for yourself a kinyan peris, then your kinyan aperis is ki kinyan agruf. You're the bailim klafi kol dinei atoyis. But if you bought something and you only bought a Kenyan Paris, then Kenyan Paris is lav ki Kenyan Agruf. And says Tosis, where do I know there's a difference that when you originally own it and it's left over, or when you're buying something originally, a Gemara in Psachim Vav Amid Aleph, and he brings down our Gemara. As that means that Tosis is buying from our Gemara, and that's based on this Tosis over here, the way he's learning the sugya, a yisoid in chayshin mishpat b'chol makom. Not only in our sugya of silik levizuzay, but even in kinyan peiris ki kinyan aguf, this is a klal in chayshin mishpat b'chol makom. When you have a bailis and it's nisher a little bit, you're a stronger bailin than when you're creating a new bailis. This is a big yisod in Tosis of Dinei Chayshin Mishpat. And what's the Havana? To create a new bailis is much harder. You need more schusim to create, a higher level schus. As Iboi Silik Le Bezuze is a grayus in the bailis. When you have bailis and it's nisher, as even though there's a grayus of, but you're a stronger bailin, it doesn't bother us. But when you want to create a bailis, then if it's a boy silik lebezuzay, then you can. This is a chiddush you see in Tosis. The way Tosis learns. Ikedi Amri, the second lashon. Amar Rava behemis avnoino ptura min abchoira. Avagav de matzi misalik le. Isis avnoino chayevis bechala. Avagav de loy matzi misalik. My time of behema is lay koila, isa less lay koila. Okay, so this is the Zaitika Sugya of Anoina. Now we'll come back to the Ika Sugya in our Gemara. Tana Rabbana, Nochri Shenichris Lechseiro Shayisrael Ubatsei Koi Biyaka. The Gemara says, what happens if a guy comes into your chatzer on Chametz? And on Pesach, and he brings his chametz. This is actually a quite common shaila in America. You have some people in America who have live-in goyim that work in their house. They clean their house. Some of them even have, they cooked in their house. Yeah. And these goyim, when it comes to Pesach, they bring in their chametz. Because what do you do when your goy is bringing in his chametz into your house? What do you do in such a matzah? Nochri shenichlis eserah shal yisol batzeker v'yodai ein zokit levar. A stump. Just the Mishnah Brura brings an interesting halacha. Later on, we have chemse shel goy. You have to make a mechitza. If you have chomet shel goy in your house, you have to make a mechitza. And this is very negeya. If you sell your chomets to a goy, as the area that you sell the chomets to a goy, you have to make a mechitza around it. Shema yavo la'achlai. Astanz the chomets chayim. Why midir abonon? When a goy walks in and he's holding his chomets, why don't you have to make a mechitza around the goy? There's a din if you have chemzah shel nachri in your rishus, you have to make a mechitza shema yavoi li achlai. Tainet the Mishnah Brura, because the chash of shema yavoi li achlai when a goy is holding his chametz is very slim. You're not going to take it away from the goy and eat it. There's only a chash of shema yavoi li achlai when there's tam chametz and the goy is not there. Okay. Now let's come in to the Guf HaSugya. Rashi over here is Mavur Kama Chedusha. Zok Rashi. Lo yiskiku lo yitzias anokri min abayis kili omnam. Avalata roya shel acher. This is the place where the Torah wrote the drasha l'cha is mamayit shel goy. When a guy walks into your house holding chametz. Freg de Miri on Rashi. You need a miyit to tell you you're not over? Mr. Guy walks in holding Mr. Guy's chametz. Of course you're not over. Why should you be over on Baal Yerah? It's not your chametz. It's in the guy's hand. Why should you be over on Baal Yerah? Azag de Miri, this is not the tzir that you need the miyit of L'cha to be mamayit a goy. When do you need the miyit? When the goy put his chametz in your rishus without a level of achrayis and he's not there. As then you need a miyit. But when the guy's holding it in his hand and standing in your rishus, it was a hava mina that you should be over on Baal Yerah when stam a goy walks into your rishus holding chametz, avadana. They title the Levi, and Rashi is Mavur not Mavur. Rashi holds there would have been a chiyuv. What's the pshat in Rashi? Now Avada, according to Rashi, this means you have to go after every guy and burn his chametz. Definitely not. As what was the Havamina? The Havamina was because the guy walked into your rishus. As when there's chametz in your rishus, you're around Baal Yerah. That was the Havamina. And the Miri himself is Moide. If the guy put it in your rishus and he's not there, there was a Havamina that you're chayiv in Baal Yerah. So, what is it bothering the tzir when it's in the guy's hand? Kinirah, the Miri held, when it's in the guy's hand, it's not in your rishus. It's in the guy's hand. As that's not called that there's chomet shel goy in your rishus. Then it was never a havamina that you should be chayiv. Only when it's put down in your rishus, then there's a havamina you should be chayiv. But if it's not in your rishus, the guy's holding it in his hand, there would never be a havamina that you're chayiv. And Rashi holds, no, even if he's holding it in his hand, but if he walks into your rishus, there would be a havamina yo'ivra on Baal Yerah. This is Nakuda number one. You say this digga machlokes. L'choira mikan mikadan to the halacha that's muva in the Mishnah Brura v'shem the Pleiskim, the Yeshua and the Tiras Chayim, that Shitas Rashi is chomet shel Yisrael acher yochayiv in beer. As what's the tzir of chomet shel Yisrael acher that yochayiv in beer? What happens if a chiloni walks into your house and he's carrying his chametz, what are you supposed to do? Are you supposed to take Ajax and put it on his chametz?
Yeah.
Cleaning solution. Or maybe take a fire and burn it. What are you supposed to do according to Rashi? L'choyre. In Rashi over here, we have a Shena Diak. Rashi learns that it's Mishum Demir of L'cho, which is a Mayat Akum. And the Peishu and the Torah Chaim say that the meat of L'cha is Meduyik. In Rashi, it's only by a Nachri. As if your Chiloni walks in and he's carrying chametz into your house on Pesach, what do? You gotta get rid of that chametz. Midaraisa, you're over on Bal Yira. This would come out of Gevaldik Yediyik in Rashi, which it seems like Rashi is a seemingly harmlessly helpless havamina. It comes out, we could play out from Rashi, I reason yechidish ledina, that the Kanoim will love this halacha. Zeu, Hagai Achileni walks in, zeu. Lemaise is a little bit of a diak from Rashi on the Vav on the base, not that way. The famous Rashi that says that Chomet Shal Yisrael Acher Yerchayiv is a Gevaldig Yediyak in Rashi. There are two Rashis on Mem Vav Amud Beis. There's one Rashi which the Slach made famous, the Rashi in the Mishnah on Mem Vav Amud Beis. But the emes is when you learn the Sugya on Mem Vav Amud Beis, there's a second Rashi in the Gemara. Rashi says the Chiddush much clearer. In Divrei HaMaskol Tuvas Ano. And Rashi says, "Mishum pikadoim nami leka, dakati loymote liyode dekayim." Rashi is mavur. The only time you're chayiv on Yisrael Acher is when it's a pikadoim by you. But if it's not a pikadoim by you, then you're not chayiv on Yisrael Acher. My nafkamina ladina. This here, if a chiloini, he was mafkid his chametz by you on and it's there on Pesach, get rid of it. But if he walked into your house and it's not a pikadoin, meduyik on Rashi, you wouldn't be chayiv, get rid of it. Because that's a little stira in the diukim of Rashi. So over here is lav dafka yishma. Okay. Thus is a very interesting. Okay, that's diak number one. Okay. Diak number two is, what does the word zakik levaroi? What would you have been mechuyev to do? As Rashi says, what you would have been mechuyev to do is, you would have had it been moitzi as anochri min habayis. If a guy walks into your house with chametz, what are you mechuyev to do? You take the nachri out of your house. Either you tell him to go. If he doesn't go, you're mechuyev to lift him and literally chuck him out of your house. Thus is the chiyev beat. The Rach, on the other hand, says the Havamina was different. You would have had him, you don't have to take out the nachri. You just take the chametz out of the guy's hand and you destroy the chametz. The tzarech bir, l'choyer, the posh of the words, levaroi, usually means levaroi min ha'olam, to destroy it. As l'choyer, the pashas of the Gemara is mashma, like the Rach. What would have been the Havamina? The Havamina would have been, you would have had it destroyed the chametz. Rashi comes with a whole new angle. Rashi says what you would have had it done is take the chametz min ha'bayit. What is pshat? Now, one more time. Adam's going to think, we're handling in a havamina. It's not really negeya la la. Shetei lecha. This is very negeya la la. Mamish. Chomit shekibel alav achrayis of a goy bebeisai shel Yisrael. A guy was mafkid for you his chametz. He has expensive bottles of whiskey. He has expensive chametz in your house. He has some of those cheesecakes that they sold before Shavuos for 400 shekel. He has them in your house. You mechuyev to destroy it or not. As we learned before, you're Avram Bal Yerah. Okay, so what do you do with this chametz shekibul alav achrayus? What do you do with it? The Shagis Aryeh and the Makor Chaim have a machloikis. Are you mechuyev to destroy it, or do you take it out of your house? Where's the shayrish of the machloikis from an interesting lashon on Daf Hei Amud Beis? We learned it, but now the Olam was makabel Torah mechadosh. If we look at the Gemara with a whole new light, the Gemara says that biru chamira divnei chela mi bataychu. When you have chametz shekibul alav achrayus in your house, what do? Biru mi bataychu. You take it out of your house. The Gemara doesn't say biru min ha'olam. The Gemara says biru mi bataychu. As that's a very strong deal, that chametz shekibul alav achrayus, which is not yours, it's kibul alav achrayus. Over there, the din beard is mi bataychu. The rach takes out the word mi bataychu. Now it's already, mamish, we're getting into it. Meaning the rach learns that even on chametz shekibul alav achrayus, there's a chiyuv beer mamish. As the hava mina was, you should burn the chametz of the guy. In our Gemara, as he takes it out over there, and Rashi will learn the Gemara Kipshutai, that the Gemara means that you don't have to destroy it. You could take it out of your house. What's the Hesber in Rashi? Why does Rashi learn in Tzmiduyik in the Gemara that way? As you can go in Kama Vakama Eifanim in Rashi. One Mahalik in Rashi, which is very gishmak al derech habshah. What's the reason why there's Baal Yerah? It's not your chametz. The reason why it's Baal Yerah by this chametz over on Vav Amud Aleph and on Hei Amud Beis by chametz shekibul alav achrayus is because it's in your reshus. As if the mechayiv is reshus, all your mechayiv to do is take it out of your reshus, and then you no longer have Baal Yerah. As Halt Rashi, when are you mechuyev to destroy the chametz? When the chametz is yours. What's mechayev you is it's your chametz, as your chiyev is to destroy it. But over here, what's mechayev you is because it's in your reshus. As therefore, it's enough to take it out of your reshus. And the rach holds not that way. The rach holds, even though the mechayev is reshus, but you're mechuyev to destroy it. Because Rishus makes it ki'ilu, it's yours, and therefore you have some shlita on it, as therefore you're mechuyev levarit. As lefize, it's a local machloikis, and where the sivas amachayev is your Rishus, if that makes on you a chiyev to destroy it, or a chiyev just to take it out of your Rishus, to get rid of it from your Rishus. Step number one. Step number two, the Minchas Chinuch asks a very interesting shaila on the Rach. And this could be a reason why Rashi, another reason why Rashi didn't learn like the Rach. Gezel Akum is Aser. As who gave you the right to walk over and destroy a guy's chametz because the guy brought it into your house, you're not allowed to destroy his mamet. As what gave you a heter? You have a mitzvah, yafeh, very nice. But how could you be mafsid someone else? What happened to your ben adam lechavera? He has a schus and chayshe mishpat. You're a from yid, very nice. Abba, the Torah is mechayiv you when you could do it, but not when you're going to be over an iser. Thus fragt the Minchas Chinuch on the Rav. What?
Says.
The Torah said, get rid of chametz. It doesn't say bedafka by a guy. Mistama will say it can't be.
That is
what? he didn't say lehed on a guy. As we'll say, it can't be the Torah is being mechayev beer on a guy because he can't do it. It's awesome. The Torah is not telling you. The Torah is not mati yisurim. It's not telling you to do the mitzvah and the ayiv and the yovi ayiv and the isser. As the midrash kind of class, maybe only gezel goy is also mazik goy is different. A very interesting heter halacha lemaisa. You're allowed to be mazik a goy, you're mizik a chiddush. Pashtus is not that way. Also the Rabbeinu Yoyin Avis and many rishonim say that the iser of mazik is no more than the iser of gezel because it's the same idea, taking away someone else's moment. Yeah, the very big chiddush, the minchas chinuch. Does anyone have a teretz? Not on gezel. If you have a mitzvah of matzah, don't go stealing from anyone.
Yeah,
but that's good. In Geza, we don't say that's in Toy for
Moses. You're talking about
Kibashta. Doesn't say, yeah. But even if it's Kibashta, say if there's no issa, if you have Shmu. L'chayr, there's a Pashat Eitzah. You have to pay the guy. It doesn't say you could burn the chametz and not pay the guy. Of course, you have to pay him.
That means gezel mutter.
As by Yisrael, there's Xavier Sakosim, gezel amanas l'shalem is also. You're not allowed to steal or be mazik amanas l'shalem. But by a ben toyach. If you plan on paying him back, maybe you're allowed to. It's Xeris HaKosev only by Yid. Like all Xeris HaKosev, L'chayra, it's only by Yid. Alafi Zeh, we're saying a big Chiddush La'alocha. By the way, the Achreinim time it on the Mendes Chinuch. It's not my time. The Magia on the Mendes Chinuch brings down the Achreinim time. But Alafi Zeh comes out of Rizig Chiddush La'alocha. If you're ever in a rut and you need something, you're looking to steal from a guy or be mazik a guy, as long as you're willing to pay him back. Yeah, that comes out of the Valdig Yechidish. Okay, because that's the second meeting in the Sugya, Mitzad the Gezel, the Bein Adam Lechaveir, the Gengel. How could you burn a guy's chametz? Bishlein, when it's your chametz, Tyrus Machayev you. But someone else is Mehechit Eis.
Is
there
a
Chalot
Shem? Is there a Chalot Shem to steal from guy to
pay back? Not sure. You have to know how they look at it. I don't know. Yeah. But the fees there were saying, you wouldn't be such a chil Hashem if you learn that Gezel Akum is Mishum chil Hashem and it'll be Mutter Gezel Amanas L'Shalem. It wouldn't be such a chil Hashem. Your stomach, if you steal from them and pay back, it's a Kiddush Hashem. They're not used to that. Of a Vinishri, of a Chvesnish. But Pashtis, what we're trying to say is it's not. Yeah. Okay, as thus is the another way of learning Rashi is with the Yisoid is the good Yisoid, and that is a chiddush of the Beis Yosef in Aruch Chaim Simin Tav Mem. The Aruch Chaim is talking about the classical case. What happens? You found chametz on Pesach. We hope it shouldn't happen. But what happens when you find chametz on Pesach? What do you do with it? As the Torah says, Yetzienu mi-Pesach. And the Beis Yosef wonders, what do you accomplish by being Yetzienu mi-Pesach? Meaning, what do you do when you find chametz on Pesach? Chuck it out the window, firstly. If you have a backyard, it's not good. Chuck it out. Out of your rishus. That's what the Beis Yosef says. That's what the Torah says. Taina the Beis Yosef, what do you gain? L'chayr, what he means is that's the easiest way to get rid of it. Meaning any other way, if you're going to destroy it, it's going to take time. As Bizman HaZeh, the place can bring down, flush it down the toilet. That happens to be a very quick, efficient way of destroying it. But in those days, they didn't have toilets to flush. So what was the quickest way to get rid of something? Tainas de tur, yetzienu, mibesa. Chuck it out. That's the quickest way. Frank de beis yesev, it's chav tashbisu. You have to destroy it. Zuck the beis yesev, beis de chais, the tur holds that for tashbisu, it's enough to take it out of your house. And you could add the lashon of the Torah is tashbisu mi batechem. The idea is get rid of it from your house. As long as you're getting it out of your house, your makayim mitzvah tashbisu. Adds the base yosef. The feeder man diyama ain biyacham it's elis reifa avad. It's not enough to throw it out of your house. The tour neshitasai, the tour paskins like the chachamim beer is b'chol mili. As a mele, taking it out of your house is enough to be mashbis. The Taz is choylik. The Taz says the Chachamim mold is a chiyah beer. Of a biyurai b'chol davar, but taking it out of your house is not a form of beer. Of the base yosef is mavur, is a musig of tashbisu, of taking it out of your house. As the feed of base yosef, it comes out that there's another way you could learn Rashi. Tashbisu is out of your house. Why did Rashi only say it by a guy? You could say mamish balabatish. By a yid, you're going to do it, you could destroy it. But by a guy, what? You're going to destroy the guy's chametz, he's going to not let you destroy it, he's going to vechule, it's going to be a fight. As Rashi said, the practical way of doing tashbisu is just take him out of the house. Al derech the beis yosef, that it's the quickest way, it's the most practical way. Because that's why Rashi said the chiddush over here. Not that it's only over here, like the first way we learned, because it's not his. Even when it's his, you could do tashbisu that way. And in fact, there are two Rashis later on that are mavur that tashbisu is from the bias. One Rashi is a Rashi on Chof Aleph. The Mishnah Chof Aleph, there's a machlekes beishamayim beisilo, could you sell your chametz to a guy? Our minig, beishamayim holds, you could only sell your chametz to a guy if the guy is going to eat it up before Pesach. Of if the guy is going to leave it on Pesach, you can't sell him your chametz before Pesach. Beis Hillel, you could sell it to him even if he doesn't eat it on Pesach, and that's what we hold. That's the Mishnah on Chof Aleph. Rashi, on the bottom of Chof Aleph, Amud Aleph, Rashi says that Beis Shammai holds mitzvah all of Levaroi min ha'olam. Therefore, if you sell it to a guy, you're not makayim the mitzvah of tashbisu. Zog the Ri Miluniel and the Miri Meduyik, that according to Beis Hillel, the mitzvah is not levaroi min ha'olam. It's levaroi min habayis. As when you sell it to a guy, you're doing the mitzvah of tashbisu. As this is a new one. We thought until now, when we're selling chametz to a guy, we're doing a heter, a loophole, a thing. If he Rashi comes out, you're being yaitz and mitzvah tashbisu by selling your chametz to a guy. Yeah, because you're being mevarit. You don't have to be mevarit for you. And this is talking about when you're selling it to a guy and you're taking it out of your rishus to sell it to a guy. Yeah, that's a choshev ha'isafa. When you're keeping it in your house, that's not tashbisu. Over here is talking about where you're selling it to a guy, a literal sale. You're walking over to the guy, you're giving it, and the guy is taking it home. Over there, you're mekayim tashbisu when you sell it. We're still not doing tashbisu when we do our mechira l'guy. But if you do a mechira l'guy, that you, the guy takes it out of your house, that's tashbisu. As Mavur and Rashi, the fee base Hillel, Tashbisu means min abayis. One makar. Another makar is Rashi on Daf Chof Ches. This is the makar of the Avnei Meza. Rashi on Daf Chof Ches explains the Zaman de Yamar, when you throw it into the Yam, you need Pirur also. Why do you need Pirur when you throw it into the Yam? Zot Rashi, Shema Tifka by Svina Vititlenu, the Lava Daite. Someone's gonna come and he's gonna take it. Frecht the Avnei Nezer. Why does Rashi have to say, because someone's going to come and take it? Rashi should say, because you didn't destroy it until you mefarid it. If you just put it in the Yam, it's not destroyed. It takes time before it dissipates in the Yam. It dilutes in the Yam. As why does Rashi say, because someone else is going to take it? Mashma in Rashi, the mere putting it in the Yam, you're ready, not over Bal Yirah, you're ready Mekayim Tashbisu. The reason why you need to be Mefarer is because there's a Shash, someone else will take it. That's his Raya from Rashi. V'yesh Lod Marbet. You could say Rashi holds because it's going to get destroyed later on, that's called Tashbisu. But midrabanan, you're mechuyev to be mefarid because maybe someone will find it before it gets destroyed and take it. He's not taking it before it got destroyed. He put it in. He put it in a place that's going to destroy it. That's called tashbisu. If someone else takes it out of the place, that'll make it ois tashbisu. That's how you could get out of the Rashi. But the Avnei Nezer says it. However, there is one Rashi which Rashi is mavur that Tashbisu is not enough from the bias. As the Olam over Shvuas Chazer, so Vav Amud Aleph. Does anyone remember a Rashi, that Rashi that we have, that's a Raya, you're not Mekayim Tashbisu from taking it out of your house? Until, I'll make it even a little easy, not even Vav Amud Aleph, until Hey Amud Beis. The Nishmas Adam is Madaik Rashi on the top of Hey Amud Beis. Rashi says, Yochlenu Leklovin. Why does Rashi say, feed it to the dogs? Just take it out of your house, even if the dogs don't eat it. Ki'ilu, he's learning, Rashi's talking about a tzia where you don't have dogs in your house. You're a good Jewish house. Doesn't have dogs in the house. As what does it mean, Yochlenu Leklovim? He's learning Yochlenu Leklovim means you go out on the street and you feed it to the dogs. As then he has a diak in Rashi, it's not enough to take it out of your house. You have to be Yochlenu Leklovim. The Olam wasn't Medayik the Rashi because the Olam grew up in America. What does Rashi mean? Yachlenu leklovim. It means the dogs that I have in my rishos.
It's also
so
if no one else comes to take it. See what the Mishnah talks about pure rishos.
Over there is a suffix.
Rega.
Over there is a suffix in the Gemara. It's not so pashut that you make such a gzeira there.
Why don't you answer the Mishnah? The Mishnah is before shalach liyam. Should also be just take it out of your house. It's the same.
What?
The Mishnah is also before shalach liyam.
I mean, Lefize comes out of this Midrabanan, but in a Chinami, but you could learn the Midrabanan is only B'makom where you did a beer, because you're putting it in the Yam. Okay, if that's the different Rashis, the different Akudas, as we have, you say there's the Garashi in us. In Memes, you could read the Rashi and not notice that it's mamish packed, this Rashi. There's a lot going on in the Rashi. Nekuda number one, Rashi's mavur, you need its mir of lecha when the boy is holding it, the mir is holding it. Nekuda number two, there's a machlekes Rashi in the rach, if you have to burn chametz that a goy is holding to it, lefi the habamina, or it's enough to take it out of your house. As we saw in Nidin, is this a malokal machlekes when the chametz is not yours? Or is it a shaila by every tashbisu what the pshat and tashbisu is? Okay, Bez Hashem, tomorrow we start the sugya of Yichud Bayit.